Day 231, or August the 19th. Faithfully stand in the gap. Our thoughts today are from Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 30. I looked for someone among them who would build up the wall and stand before me in the gap on behalf of the land, so I would not have to destroy it, but I found no one. Now the big picture surrounding this verse. Part of Ezekiel's pronouncements today include a brief walk through the story so far. It is never taken for granted that people know where they are in relation to what has already happened. Judgment on Jerusalem is certain, as Ezekiel anticipates the Babylonian attack that would destroy the temple, and with it the people's main way of approaching their God, through the offering of sacrifices. And now today's action step. Of all the texts in the Bible, this one from Ezekiel is one of those that has many uses. We need someone to care for the children on Sunday mornings who will fill the gap. We are badly in need of someone to help with coffee rota who will fill the gap, and so on and so on. The show must go on, and if you don't fill the gap, then the show could splutter to a standstill because of you. I feel sure you have heard such announcements at your church. You may even have made them yourself. The reality of it is Ezekiel was looking for someone to stand before God and pray for Jerusalem and its inhabitants, but no one came forward. The Apostle Paul tells us in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 to 2, I urge you first of all to pray for all people. Ask God to help them, intercede on their behalf, and give thanks for them. Pray this way for kings and all who are in authority, so that we can live peaceful and quiet lives, marked by godliness and dignity. So how many of us are standing in the gap and praying for each other? Many, I'm sure. How many of us are regularly praying for our local and national authorities? Don't let party loyalties blur the picture. All our leaders need prayer. Why not begin with prayer for your MP?